As we join you on air this Friday evening, Pope Benedict XVI and 133 members of the College of Cardinals have just concluded the celebration of Vespers in St. Peter's Basilica at the Altar of the Chair on the eve of tomorrow's consistory for the creation of 22 new cardinals. Today, the Pope and his closest collaborators held a day of reflection on the theme, The Announcement of the Gospel Today between Missio Ad Gentis and the New Evangelization. The keynote address was delivered by the President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Archbishop of New York, and Cardinal-designate Timothy Dolan. Veronica Scarsbick reports.
Delivering the keynote address to the morning session, the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Dolan, described secularism as a towering challenge to the new evangelization today. A challenge which calls for a creative strategy to bring religion back to nations that were once a bedrock of faith. He was speaking to 133 members of the College of Cardinals, the Pope's closest advisers. The men expected to come up with this creative strategy for the often mentioned but rarely defined new evangelization. But Cardinal-designate Dolan didn't just talk about new evangelization. In five simple points, he outlined what new evangelization actually is. He said it's about not being afraid to be people of faith. It is about a person, Jesus Christ. It is about his truth and bringing him to others. New evangelization, he said, is about joy as well, and so is accomplished with a smile, not a frown. It is about the missio ad gentes, saying yes to everything decent, good, true, beautiful and noble in the human person. In short, it is about love. Concluding, he highlighted how new evangelization is also about blood. He spoke of the 22 cardinals designate who, during the consistory Saturday, will receive their scarlet hats and robes as a sign of willingness to shed their blood for the Christian faith. Today, he said, people learn more from witness than from words, and the supreme witness is martyrdom. New evangelization, he stressed, is about remembering and honouring those still suffering persecution for their faith today throughout the world. And on Saturday morning, Archbishop Dolan will close ranks with the other 22 men to be proclaimed cardinals, 16 of whom are from Europe, 4 from the Americas, and 2 from Asia. There are currently 214 members of the College of Cardinals, 125 of whom are eligible to vote in a papal election. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.
Well, earlier here at Vatican Radio Studios, and on a much lighter note, Cardinal-designate Dolan spoke about the events surrounding tomorrow's consistory.
People are curious, they're intrigued. I'm interested. My nieces are here, and two of them are married to non-Catholics, and they are fascinated by all this. And they're just sort of, you can see their interest and what's this all about. Yeah. But it's part of that Catholic wisdom that the church as a wise mother uses everything, a color, seasons, a smell, a taste, a celebration, music, art, dress, nature, the seasons. Yeah. Holy Mother Church uses everything as a great teaching aid to bring us closer to Jesus.
New York's Cardinal-designate Timothy Dolan there. Well, live coverage of tomorrow's consistory will be carried here on Vatican Radio and Vatican TV beginning 10 a.m. Rome time. And you can follow it on www.vaticanradio.va/video. Once again, that's www.vatican.va/video. Also available on our own Vatican Radio website, a sit-down interview with Canadian Cardinal-designate Thomas Collins on the challenges facing the Church local and universal, and with Cardinal-designate Mar George Alan Cherry, Major Archbishop of the 4-million-strong Syro-Malabar Church in India. That's at www.vaticanradio.org.